Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Historically, when we've had inflation above 4 and we've had unemployment below 4, essentially always since World War II, that's been followed by a recession within the next 2 years.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers on the risk that Fed interest rate hikes could bring a recession if inflation doesn't slow. A new CNBC poll finds consumers cutting spending in response to rising prices, and even higher income households are showing some signs of financial stress. Summers called Russia's invasion of Ukraine, adding to surging oil prices and supply chain issues, a quote, perfect storm. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says U.S. intelligence shows Kremlin war plans include intentionally targeting civilians in Ukraine. Russia tapped a new commander to take over the so far failing invasion, a general who ran scorched earth attacks in Syria. Principal researcher at RAND Corporation, retired Army Colonel David Johnson.
And I think the pressure on Putin and on the Russian military now to perform well, to take Donetsk and Luhansk and consolidate that area is enormous at this point. So I think he's going to do whatever it takes to be successful.
The government of Ukraine says it is bracing for a massive fight in the east. It is encouraging civilians to leave the area in spite of strikes that have hit refugees. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said coronavirus cases are down nationwide, but the U.S. could follow the U.K. and see a surge driven by the BA.2 subvariant.
When you have a highly transmissible virus like the BA.2 and you have pulling back on mitigation methods, at the same time there's waning immunity, we're going to see an uptick.
Fauci said by fall, folks may need a second booster and eventually yearly vaccinations like a flu shot. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz in the Republican Pennsylvania Senate primary. Oz has been accused of promoting weight loss scams and quack medicine. Later, the former president joined 3 other House and Senate candidates at a rally in Selma, North Carolina. There, Trump again attacked President Joe Biden and falsely called the 2020 election stolen.
From the Afghanistan disaster to the Ukraine disaster, everything we're seeing is a consequence of this horrible, horrible election. It was rigged, it was stolen, it was a disgrace.
Sunday, Republican Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said the House January 6th committee now has enough evidence to refer the former president for criminal charges. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.